Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Edward O'Brien. A contract dispute has created uncertainty and potential lost revenue for the companies that supply firefighting air tankers, including Missoula's Neptune Aviation. The conflict is over long-term contracts for jet engine, so-called next-generation planes that bring more to the table than the Korean War-era prop-driven tankers firefighters have been using for decades.
These are larger, faster aircraft capable of carrying at least 3,000 gallons of retardant, going 300 miles an hour, designed to better take the stresses and strains of what we ask these air tankers to do in these days.
That's Tom Harbor, Forest Service Director of Fire and Aviation Management. The agency currently has at least six next-generation tankers ready to go this fire season and hope to have up to another seven planes contracted for by now. But that plan's now on hold. Two out-of-state air tanker companies, Colson Aviation and Ericsson Aerotanker, protested provisions of the government's air tanker contracting process. Details of those complaints filed with the Government Accountability Office aren't public. The managing editor of FireAviation.com, Bill Gabbert, says those protests have since been amended.
It slows things down a bit that GAO has 100 days in order to adjudicate these protests. But then when a company files an amendment and then later another amendment, that throws a monkey wrench into the proceedings.
The GAO is now forced to go back to square one.
And I talked to a representative from GAO who told me that they're probably going to need the entire 100 days in order to figure out what's going on with these protests. That puts it into the mid to end of July.
In other words, the heart of fire season in the Rocky Mountains.
We'll have things covered one way or another.
Tom Harbor of the U.S. Forest Service.
If we've got to work our way and provide coverage with the shorter-term contracts, we'll do that. But in any case, we're going to provide for coverage, no question about that.
Shorter-term contracts. Missoula's Neptune Aviation has several of its older prop-driven tankers working for the government, but only one of its five active jet tankers is contracted for service. Neptune CEO Ron Hooper says the Forest Service is now advertising for a call-when-needed opportunity.
Their intent, as I understand it, is they would access those call-when-needed aircraft on an as-needed basis while they're pending resolution of the protest under their next-gen 2.0 contracts.
So what's the status of the call-when-needed now?
They have not been awarded yet. My understanding, talking with some of the contracting leadership last week, it could be up 2 to 3 more weeks before those get awarded.
But assuming Neptune lands that call-when-needed contract, nobody gets paid unless those new tankers are working. Far less security and money than what otherwise would be provided under those 5-year contracts now stalled by protests filed with the GAO.
The numbers I would use without revealing our pricing structure is if we had 4 of our aircraft on those contracts for 1 year, you're probably looking in the area of $15 to $20 million total. And if you take that times 5 years for 4 aircraft, then $20 million by 5 years is, you know, $100 million.
So, in other words, lots of money is tied up in this existing contracting process that can be so easily derailed. Bill Gabbert of FireAviation.com says protests are now commonplace.
So on the last next-gen contract, the first one, it took 555 days from the time they first advertised it until they finally awarded the contracts. So since this is not a perfect world and you should expect some contracts to be protested, perhaps the Forest Service should plan ahead and allow an extra 6 to 12 months to allow for those protests to occur.
Neptune's Ron Hooper agrees. He says specs dictating air tanker technical details such as cruising speed, cost, and engine type must be uniform for all tanker companies submitting bids to the Forest Service.
I think there has to be a tightening up of the specifications, and there has to be a willingness on the part of the government to enforce those specifications, whether it's pre-award or post-award, you know, being willing to entertain changing specifications at the request of various vendors just sets up the potential for protest. I think there needs to be more discipline in the process.
Forest Service Director of Fire and Aviation Management Tom Harbor says the agency must be flexible when working with private sector companies that supply the bulk of the government's firefighting aircraft.
Their insights are needed. Their insights are wanted. So we have this balance between listening and being insistent upon the specification we want. Through listening and learning, we hope we come to a place where ultimately we determine a specification, and then you bet we'll enforce that specification.
While the contract dispute means tanker companies won't have long-term contracts in place with the Forest Service for additional next-gen tankers until at least next month, the government's existing tanker fleet will be hard at work overhead during what could be a busy fire season in the Rocky Mountains. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.